For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
And welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's February 24th, and we're going to talk about a special event that is happening 1 week from today. We've got my friend Sutu Forte with us and Bill Clark. Welcome to Radio Friends, Bill Clark.
Always good to be somewhere, isn't that what I always say?
You know, you have been on here for a long time. You used to talk about birding, but today we're going to talk about music.
Yeah.
There's something really special that you are excited about, Sutu is excited about, and a lot of folks in the community.
Absolutely.
Week from today, what's happening?
In 1880, March 3rd, 1880, at a place called Garth Hall here in Columbia, downtown Columbia, there was a guy named Blind Tom Wiggins, who was a famous, nationally known, internationally known blind pianist, came to town to give a concert. And there was a 15-year-old kid here in town named John William Boone, who was also totally blind. And Wiggins would play something, and then somebody would, or he would hear somebody play something, and he would match it word note for note. Even if there was an error in it, he would put the error in what he heard and so forth. So the guy named John Lang, who had become business manager for Boone, said, we're going to challenge Wiggins. So he challenged him with the 15-year-old blind Boone. And that kicked off his career.
Yeah.
We're going to duplicate that here on the 3rd. Sutu is going to be blind Boone. But we've also got a blind Tom.
Okay.
And that's blind Tom Andy.
Tom Andy. Both of them are going to play piano.
Yeah, both of them are going to play
on the blind Boone piano.
On the blind Boone piano at the Historical Society.
What
Boone
time?
County Historical
what
Society.
Time?
7 o'clock.
Okay.
Oh, 7:30. 7.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Okay. Okay. And we'll tell you in just a minute how you can get ticket. But Sutu Forte is over there. Hi, Sutu.
Hello,
dear friends. What are you going to play for us right now?
Oh, it is my honor, truly my privilege, to play the Woodland Murmurs. Just a soupçon, the first section of the Woodland Murmurs by John William Blind Boone. And in his honor, I have transcribed this by ear.
Okay.
He had no eyes. He had to do everything by ear. And so this is the best that I've come up with of the Woodland Murmurs.
Here's Sutu Forte. Take it.
Thank you.
Oh, Sutu, that is beautiful. The woodland murmur, that's
such
beautiful.
Such a lovely piece.
Oh, if you want to hear this and a lot more, you can get tickets by calling 443-8936. That's the phone number for the Boone County Historical Museum. Or you can go online, www.boonehistory.org. It is, again, next Monday. What time?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock at the Boone County Historical Society. Hey, we're out of time for today. Sutu, we're not going to have time for the whole last piece, but I want you, as we go out, if you will play. I'll tell you, our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio with Pat Akers, KPIA. Our floor director, who's back there? Oh, there she is. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Go ahead and play out.
Frédéric Chopin. He played Chopin.
Got it. We'll see you tomorrow. Ha ha ha!